VWA, mobile.
Kirby Space Center, mobile. Please, Steve.
VWA, mobile.
Oh, man. KB2HXS, mobile. Is that slow enough for y'all?
Your mic is garbled and it's really, really scratchy and I can't quite copy. Who is this?
I don't know. I really can't. It must be the repeater, as you say, because I can't hear you either. Or maybe it's just selective deafness.
Selective hearing. What's up, Dave?
I say selective deafness because I only hear what I want to hear.
There you go. There you go. So what, are you out being a dirty rotten capitalist?
Yeah, you know how it is. I gotta pay my bills, you know, food's going up, gas going up, rent's going up. Oh, I don't have any rent, that's right.
I got a little job going tomorrow. I gotta take an hour and an hour back. That's 2 hours driving and an hour on site, and I'm only gonna clear about 800.
Oh, darn it. Yeah, I did a bunch of work yesterday. I have one job to look at in the morning, look at an install, get it priced up. I looked at an install this morning, got to get it priced up. And then I have a service call tomorrow afternoon around 1, and then one in the morning, Thursday at 9. And then I got a bunch of calls on Friday I got to do.
Well, hey, do you remember those little split systems, mini splits that I was telling you about, where you can just install them straight away?
Oh, is it the Mr. Cools that come with the pre-charged lines or something?
One of those big upright outdoor units, and it'll run 4 of those little evaporators inside, and I was talking to a friend of mine today that was telling me that he had put in a couple of them, and it's got it does have pre-charged line sets.
I've put in multi-port units before, but the pre-charged line sets, I've never installed those, and I'm not really convinced about them. They're really made for the homeowner that wants to try, you know, the DIY homeowner or things like that. But if you mess up and you discharge that gas out of those lines, you're pretty much up a creek.
Right, you're right. But, yeah, there again, you know, nothing is foolproof.
You know, heck, I can make a mistake. You know, I could, man, when I make my flare fittings, I could, you know, I could crack a flare and it leaks out. You know, same difference. But at least I can repair that where the pre-charged lines, I don't know enough about them to really know if they're foolproof or how them things work.
Fortunately, I don't need anything right now. I hope.
Well, see, the thing is, what you have to be careful of, and this is just going with experience, if you have, you know, you have your condenser set outside, and then you run your preset, you know, your pre-charged line set into wherever the head unit's going, and you have extra line set, you can't coil it, because it'll become an oil trap, and you'll destroy the compressor. You have to be very, very careful that you get, like, exact measurements or exact lengths of that pre-charged line. You gotta be real careful. That's why I don't like them, because with copper, I can cut right to the unit and not have to coil anything.
I know what you mean. Well, I'm fixing to go in Lowe's and pick up a bunch of stuff, and then I gotta go install a dishwasher for my daughter.
Oh, aren't you a good daddy?
A good daddy drives all the way from my house to downtown Greenville to pick them up at 2 o'clock, at 12:30 in the morning. I didn't get to bed last night until right at 2:30. They had Ubered down to that Zach Bryan concert, and it only cost them $30. Well, those stupid Uber people were gouging last night to get back home at $120 a pop.
Oh, my God. You got to be, oh, my God. Is there anything you can do about that? I mean, can you turn them into Uber or whatever or what?
Not my problem. Well, I guess maybe in a way it is my problem because I had to go pick the kids up. But I tell you what, they learned a valuable lesson on that one last night.
Well, I mean, they got a parking garage there. Drive in, or are they drinking?
Yes. 2 20-ounce beers and 2 mixed drinks. $56.
Oh, that's not hard to believe in a stadium like that.
Now you know why I don't go to downtown Greenville anymore.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. You know everything has gone up, Steve. Everything.
Don't mean I gotta pay it. I no. Ain't going, as George Bush would say, not gonna do it. Well, anyhow, I'm gonna run on into Lowe's here and spend some money. So, you try to behave yourself here, Biggin.
Oh, I'll try like heck. Yeah, well, the step kids are, look, I tell you what, they got some serious sticker shock going on. You know, with their big mouth. You know, they got them kicked out. Now they're seeing that the rents are, they're starting at $18.50 a month for a little hole in the wall and going up from there. I was like, don't look at me.
I know what you mean. Well, I hope they find something. Check out those trailers over there on Mount Lebanon. They might be able to do something with that. So, anyhow, in the meantime, I'll catch you later there, you dirty rotten capitalist. KN4 of NWA. I'm clear.
Right back at you, you dirty rotten capitalist, too. All right, I'll see you later, Steve. KN4VWA, KB2HXNS, mobile, pulling into my driveway.
Man, I got to buy a whole bunch of cheese listening to all that whining.
I know, right?
That apparently.
I'm not the one whining. It's the step kids. They got kicked out of their rental house, and now they're crying the blues. I'm told them I don't want to hear it.
These days are going for what mortgage payment is now anymore.
Well, they're finding out the hard way. They should have kept their mouth shut to the landlord. The landlord tossed them out. They're going to be out by the end of June. And they're finding out that they should have kept their mouth shut, stayed there, paid their $1,400 a month, or even let it go up to $15, because they're finding rents are starting at $1,800 a month for a little, tiny little hole in the wall. And they got 2 kids. Figure that one out.
What is that in? Is that Greenville?
Oh, that's right here. They live in Lyman. They live in Lyman. They're trying to find something between here and Travelers because my stepson is a chef over there in Travelers, and it would be a nice shorter drive for him.
Lyman was such an... Well, I guess I can see that with BMW and friends, but, wow, that's a lot of money for Lyman.
Home, too. I think it's a 2005-built house, and... You know, it's not the best house in the world, you know. I mean, it's okay, but you slam the front door and the windows rattle. That's how that's built.
And who we're going to thank for that.
All right, but listen, I'm in a driveway here. Let me get out of here. I got to go in and take care of some stuff at my house. KB2HXS will be out of here at 73, sir.